When Adrian Tomina and Sarah Brennan started planning their wedding, they puzzled over what to give their guests as favors. A customized chocolate bar, a personalized mug. Then Sarah had an idea. Adrian is a cartoonist. He's the author of comics, a graphic novel, and illustrations for The New Yorker magazine. So why not have him draw a little comic book for their guests, short strips about getting ready for their wedding? And so he did. Now those cartoons, simple pen and ink drawings, are published in a tiny book titled Scenes from an Impending Marriage, a Prenuptial Memoir. Among those scenes, a theme emerges: this nonsense stops the minute we're married. As Adrian Tomina and Sarah Brennan explain, included in the nonsense are jogging, dance lessons, and the plucking of Adrian's eyebrows.
That
really gets people.
Yeah, that seems to be the one that I get asked about the most.
You just have to see his eyebrows to know what I was.
A lot of people have asked me, did you really let her pluck your eyebrows? And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. More than one time?
Well, it was.
Admit it.
It was a bit of a process, I think.
And what about after the wedding?
Yeah, that nonsense all ended once the wedding occurred.
Yeah. We haven't danced since.
Haven't danced or plucked.
Or plucked, or run, for that matter.
Yeah, that's right.
You do have a section where you're talking about finding a DJ, which took a while. And eventually you do find one I guess you like. And she, though, insists that she wants to play a certain song for you, which you really want no part of.
That's right. I guess she looked over some of the suggestions we had for songs. And since some of them were from, I guess, the 60s or the 50s, she made a little mental leap and decided that she wanted to play the Bob Seger song, Old Time Rock and Roll, and with a little too much vehemence explained to her that we like old time rock and roll, but we don't like bombastic songs from the 80s about old time rock and roll.
He felt very strongly about the songs that he absolutely didn't want played at the wedding. And then in my recollection, when she did sort of go off script and she played the song, I do remember you sort of storming across the dance floor to go have a talk with her.
But I was restrained.
But the thing is, everybody got out on the dance floor and went crazy because a lot of people really love that song. And so I said, look, people are having fun. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. And I think he softened and let it go.
I'm curious about the way you're both depicted in the comics and whether you see those illustrations as being really true to life. Sarah, what do you think about how Adrian drew you?
I think physically he always sort of looks at me with eyes of love. You know, I think he makes me sort of more physically attractive than I probably am in real life.
Well, good for him.
He draws me. Yeah, I love, or, you know, I notice he draws me the way I looked when we first met, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. And I sort of have stayed the same in his mind maybe the whole time.
Adrian, what about how you drew yourself? How do you go about trying to capture the way you see yourself and put it in a frame, in a comic strip frame?
It helps that I have some fairly typical comic book shorthand qualities, like big glasses and beard and a kind of a funny posture. So even if the technical likeness isn't there, if you throw in some of those things, it's enough to communicate who it's supposed to be.
You're also frequently crabby, like a lot of cartoonists.
That's right.
Yeah. There's a great ending to this story, which is after the wedding, and you both realize that you're starving. You've had nothing to eat at your own wedding, and you're back at the hotel for your honeymoon. And Adrian, you go out foraging. You go out in search of takeout.
That's right. I guess it was around 4 in the morning. The options were pretty limited. The only thing that I could find was one of those New York all-night places that sells hamburgers and pizza and pasta and French fries. And so I just sort of, it was almost like I'll take one of everything and return to our very posh hotel with a handful of bags that were about to rip through from the grease inside.
It was the most delicious hamburger I ever remember eating.
Your first meal as a married couple.
That's right. I did try and mention that to the guy behind the counter at the restaurant and thought he would, I don't know, I thought it would be one of those Hollywood moments where he'd say, it's on me, or hey, everybody, this guy just got married, and everybody would raise a toast to me or everything, but he just stared at me like with great contempt and wanted me to hurry up and finish my order.
He wasn't basking in our love?
No.
Wow, that's so surprising.
Sarah Brennan and Adrian Tomina, his book of cartoons is Scenes from an Impending Marriage. And hey, Sarah and Adrian.
Yes.
Something for you right here, a special request.
I know what this
is. Do it. He's going to dance.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to
What's your favorite song?
Are you grooving?
He's totally dancing right now. The thing is, he secretly loved this song.
No.